his affiliation started in 1954 when the Boys Club originated in Shelbyville down on West Broadway Street. And he was very fortunate to have a mentor in Ken Self, who became director here in 1955. And Ken took Swifty under his wing, and Swifty was a fixture at the club, working on the junior staff and then eventually working as a volunteer and becoming a part-time worker in 65 and then joining the staff full-time as a program director in 1969. And he was with the club full-time until 2002 when he retired.
So with that kind of connection, being there since the beginning, it's safe to say that, what, almost every program you do at the Boys Club, except for those that have been put in maybe in recent years, he at least touched it in some way.
He was a huge part of the Boys Club, Boys and Girls Club tradition. When I say tradition, it's that professional, Boys Club professional, adult member relationship. And that's really what the club is all about. And Swifty was a major element in that for so many years. Because that's really what where kids gain confidence is understanding that somebody who's older than they are, be it a peer, be it a teenager, be it a high school kid, be it an adult, has confidence in them. And, you know, we've all had teachers who are extremely important in our lives. And Swifty was one of those guys who benefited from both sides. As a member, he had guys like Kenny Self, and then he became that role model when he became a Boys and Girls Club professional.
I know he's not been someone who was there daily in recent years, but can you define what the loss means to the club?
Well, it's a part of your tradition that is now no longer alive. That's the main part. Even though Swifty did not come to the club, he may come four or five times a year, he still would go to every United Fund Scuffy end of drive dinner. He would still come to our annual banquet every year, that we had, and he would still come to one or two other events during the course of the year. So he was a presence, and he remained in contact with us all through his retirement, whether it was just coming up or a phone call or whatever it might be, going to a Pacers game or an Indianapolis Indians game. We spent a lot of time with him throughout the course of the year. In fact, a good example is we had a friend, an executive, retired in Seymour in May, and we took the van down, and Swifty went down and had a really good visit with those people because he had known the gentleman down there for going on 50 years.
John, as you were describing Swifty's attitude and the way he was handling some issues with health, he's directly in that regard the opposite of what I am, because I'm grumpy and crusty and always in a bad mood. I've never been able to understand, and yet I've always been able to appreciate people who could have that type of demeanor through, forget about the troubles, just their daily life, and he carried himself that way.
Correct. He was an optimist. He had the best outlook on life, and I really envy him for his positive attitude. And he's somebody that we're going to miss. And he was a great impact on all of us. And we were very happy that we've had so much time to pay tribute to him and to have had the time we did have with him.